嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴们，早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集。那么首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
Because if you decided to hang on to my Joni Mitchell CDs, I would have had to come after you with a club.
Because if you'd decided to hang on to my Joni Mitchell CDs, I'd have had to come after you with a club. 因为如果你要是继续拿着我的 Joni Mitchell 的 CD 不还给我，没准我会用大棒子赶着问你要呢。Because if you'd decided to hang on to my Joni Mitchell CDs, I'd have had to come after you with a club. Because if you'd decided to hang on to my Joni Mitchell CDs, I'd have had to come after you with a club. 那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？首先呢，第一处当 cause if 我们放在一起呢，可以有一个连读，那么你可以读成 cause if cause if。 而当 you'd decided to 这样的三个单词呢，我们放在一起，其中呢可以有两处失去爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 you'd decided to you'd decided to。 而当 hang on 这样的两个单词呢放在一起，咱们可以自然的连读一下，你呢可以读成 hang on hang on。 而 I'd have 这样的两个单词呢放在一起，我们呢可以有一个不完全爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 I'd have I'd have。 当 had to 放在一起呢，我们可以有一个失去爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 had to had to。 当 come 和 after 我们出现在一起的话呢，此时可以有一个连读的处理，那么你可以读成 come after come after。 而 with 和 a 我们放在一起呢，此时可以有一个自然的连读，那么你可以读成 with a with a。
I want an explanation card. Do you hear me?
Kitty, you just better get the hell off my back, so help me.
Oh, what are you going to do? I'd like to hear this. Big man, big threat.
Back off. Just back the hell off.
What am I...
Hi. Okay, so I got the box of things you left on my porch.
Yeah, I figured you'd want your stuff back.
Thanks. That's great. Because if you decided to hang on to my Joni Mitchell CDs, I would have had to come after you with a club. You're right, it's not funny. Actually, I did want to just see if you were aware that you gave me back the Valentine's Day card I made you.
I was aware, yeah.
Oh.Well, I mean, when two people split up, normally they don't give things back like Valentine's Day cards. If you don't want it, you can throw it away. I just, please don't give it back to me. It's tacky.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. People make mistakes.
Anything else?
Look, are you sure this is what you want to do? I mean, I understand that you don't want our relationship to continue. You have made that clear, but...I sort of thought down the long corridors of time, maybe you and I could be friends, and if you keep acting like this...
Susan, it's over on every level, okay? I moved on. You should do the same.
那么今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下这样的一个说法，叫做 hang on to someone or something. 这个短语呢，可以理解成为一直抓着，或者呢，拿着某个东西不放手，不松手。比如说第一个例子， I hung on to the ledge for dear life. 我拼命抓住窗台。 I hung on to the ledge for dear life. 再比如说呢，看第二个例子， Hang on to that rope and don't let go. 抓住那根绳子别松手。 Hang on to that rope and don't let go. 下面呢，我们来看一下第三个例子， Make sure you hang on to that camera. You don't want it to fall overboard.一定要把那个照相机拿好，你可不想让它掉到水里去。Make sure you hang on to that camera. You don't want it to fall overboard. 那么有的时候呢，这个短语呢也可以用来指 to retain possession, custody, control, or employment of someone or something. 占有、监禁、控制或者留住某个人或者某个东西。比如说呢，我们来看一下这样一个例子。Why are you hanging on to all this junk in the basement? Surely we don't need 4 cheese graters. 你为什么要把这些破烂玩意儿留在地下室里？我们肯定不需要四个磨奶酪的机器呀。Why are you hanging on to all this junk in the basement? Surely we don't need 4 cheese graters. 再比如说呢，看一下本期节目当中出现的最后这个例子。Karen's one of our very best lawyers. We've got to hang on to her. Karen 是我们最好的律师之一，我们必须把她留下来。Karen's one of our very best lawyers. We've got to hang on to her. 那么在今天节目的末尾呢，请各位同学尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。今天的话呢，翻译任务是一个对话的形式。A 说 ，Mom。I can't believe you didn't hang on to my childhood teddy bear. B 回复说 That ratty old thing had to go, honey. I'm sorry. Mom, I can't believe you didn't hang on to my childhood teddy bear. That ratty old thing had to go, honey. I'm sorry. 这样一段对话你是如何去理解的？又打算怎样去做翻译呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。本期的口语节目呢，我们就先分享到这里。明天节目当中呢，我们再会啦。See you.